Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. We will be talking about the indictment of a people. We're talking about the indictment of a people, the Jews. Our scripture reading, devotional reading, is coming from Revelation verse 2. And 9. Revelation verse 2 and 9. It reads as follows. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning for your magnificent grace. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we just ask you to give us your wisdom and your knowledge pertaining to this scripture and the others as follows. Father, we just thank you and we just ask that you be with us, Father, in season and out of season. Father, let your message go forth and those that are hear your word, Father, may tremble. Oh God, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name for all that you have given us, your truth and your understanding. In Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this morning. Again, we're talking about the indictment of a people, the Jews. Amen. Hallelujah. We have read to you Revelation, amen, 2 and 9. We know that these are talking about the literal Jews, because these are the people that first began worship in a synagogue. Amen. So we know that the Jews, again, was God's chosen people. Amen. And are still God's chosen people. Amen to that. amen, and there will be, amen, some problems with God's chosen people, amen, if they don't recognize who is God Almighty. Amen, amen. Now, on that note, I want to take you through a couple of scriptures, amen, in the Word of God to give you a little insight on what happened when God was trying to not only speak to his people, but to speak to the Gentiles also. First, we're going to talk about God speaking to the Gentiles or using Moses to speak to the Gentiles so that you could get understanding who, amen, God had put the Jews in bondage to. There was four great nations in which God had put the Jews in bondage to. Amen. One of them was the Egyptians. Amen. The second was the Babylonians. Amen. So we're going to talk about the Egyptians right now. But here's what God told the Moses pertaining to the Egyptians. Let's start, amen, in verse chapter 4 of Exodus, verse 4. Chapter 4 of Exodus, verse 4. The scripture reads as follows. And the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in thy hand. Amen. Verse 5. That the Lord said, believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand unto thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. Amen. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and he plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. Amen. So we hear now that God is giving Moses a sign what's going to happen to the Egyptians. And he wanted the Egyptians to believe this sign also. Amen. Which they did not. Amen. Even Moses himself had problems with this particular sign. Amen. Hallelujah. So you notice in verse 6 that this scripture said, behold, his hand was leprous as snow, meaning that his hand turned snow white as a color of snow white. Amen. So we know that he had to be another color other than white. Amen. Meaning that he was a person of color. Amen. Who had turned to white. His arm. Amen. His hand had turned to white. Amen. In verse 7 it says it was turned again as his other flesh. Amen. So God turned his hand back to as far as his other flesh. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is making a reference to what's going to take place in Israel and Judea, amen, because they had been disobedient unto God's word, amen. So now we see one prophecy pertaining to that, amen, and we're going to go to the fulfillment of the prophecy, amen. Here we are. We're going to come up to Jeremiah chapter 13. Amen. Who better of a person to bring Israel up on indictment charges than Jeremiah? Amen. And Jeremiah brings them up on these charges because of what they was not doing pertaining to God. Amen. Now we look at Jeremiah chapter 13, amen, verses 10 through 11. The scripture said, but let's read and start at verse 9. Let's start at verse 8 of chapter 13. The scripture said, Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Thus says the Lord, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judea, the great pride of Jerusalem. Okay, Judea is the name of Jacob's son, and Judea is where we get the word Jew from. Amen. This is where we get the word Jew from, Judea. Amen. So after this matter, I will mar the pride of Judea and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, this evil people, he's talking about Judea, all the Jews. He said, this evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girl, which is good for nothing. For as a girl cleaveth unto the lounge of a man, so have I caused to cleave unto me the whole house of Israel, the whole house of Judea, the whole house of Jews, says the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory. But they would not hear. They would not hear. They still not hear. Amen. Hallelujah. I said they are still not hearing. Why? Because they are an evil people. Amen. Hallelujah. Their minds are being blinded. Amen. Amen, by deception, because they have been mingling, amen, with all Gentile nations, and they have allowed gods to enter in that they knew not, the Bible saying, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Ooh, God. Now we're going to get into their punishment, amen, for worshiping these other gods and for doing those things that are contrary to God's will, amen. You know, God said in that last part of that verse what he wanted from his people, and he have not gotten from his people even as of yet. Amen. He says, says the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for my a name, for a praise, for a glory, but they would not hear. So he wanted the Jews to give his name, Amen. And to give his praise. Amen. And for his glory. But they did not hear. Amen. Now the indictment, Jeremiah 13, amen, 20, starting at 23. The scripture says, can an Ethiopian change his skin, or a leopard his spots? Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to doing to do evil. He's talking to the Jews. He's not talking to a Gentile nation. He's talking to the Jews. Amen. Therefore, he said, listen to what he's saying. Therefore, verse 24, therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, thy portion of thy measurement from me, says the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore will I discover thou curse upon thy face, that thy shame may appear. I have seen thou adulteress. Amen. Excuse me. I have seen thou adulteress and thou name, and thou lewdness of thy whoredom, and thy abomination on the hills and in the fields. Woe unto thee, O Jerusalem! Wilt thou not be made clean? When shall it once be? When shall it once be? Amen. Once be what? That you made clean, that you will stop listening to falsehood, that you will stop being disobedient to God Almighty, that you will become the people that God have chose you to be. Amen. When will it be? When will it be, house of Israel? Amen. Oh, God, God has brought them up on the charges of committing adultery. Committing adultery with another God. Amen. Hallelujah. With another God. Amen. He said they did it on the hills and in the fields. Amen. Oh, God. They committed whoredoms. Amen. Israel committed whoredoms. Amen. To God. Because they did not do what God has chose, amen, them to do. There have been many prophets that God sent to warn Israel. There have been many prophets that God brought up, amen, to warn Israel. But they yet have not understood, nor have they not heard a word that Almighty God has said. Hallelujah. 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 Even Joshua knows this. Amen. Even Joshua knew this. Amen. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua was a mighty man. Amen. He was a mighty man. Amen. Amen. Trying to do things right. Amen. taken over the leadership of Israel. Amen. Trying to lead Israel in the right manner. Amen. And if you will come to me in the 24th chapter, amen, I want to share something with you. Even Joshua knew that Israel was not doing the right thing. Amen. God had brought an indictment on Israel to scatter Israel among the nations, amen, meaning that they was going to be scattered among the nations whom they knew not, amen, in bondage, amen. Oh God, God called them, amen, the four, amen, these four nations in which they would be spread amongst, amen, is within that metropolitan area over there in the Middle East, amen. But the 24th chapter of Joshua, starting at verse 1, the scripture reads it like this. It says that Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shittim, and called for the elders of Israel and their heads, and for their judges, for their officers. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, your fathers dwelt on the other side of the flood in the old time." Amen. "Even terror." Even what? You joking me, right? He said, "Even terror, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor." Amen. And they served other gods. They would not. He said they served other gods. He called them out. He called Terah and his father out. Terah and his father was priests to Nimrod. Amen. They was priests to Nimrod. Terah was the founding father. He was the founding father of the zodiac signs. Terah is the one who had created statues and gods for each month of the year. And when Aaron and when Abraham came in the house and found all these gods, amen, amen, he did not like the fact that his father was worshiping other gods, amen. So God told Abraham to flee from his father's house. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But listen to what he's saying. He said that they worship these gods on the other side of the flood in old times, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, amen, and they served other gods, served other gods, amen. And it says, and I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood and led him through all the land of Canaan and multiplied his seed and gave him Isaac. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. So what God did was led Abraham away from the Babylonian Empire into Canaan. So he had to come from Iraq all the way down through, amen, amen, the other countries through Egypt to Canaan, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. So I wanted to paint you that picture, how Abraham got to Canaan. And Abraham come from Iraq. Amen. And Iraq was Babylonian, which was a nation of color. Amen. Y'all don't hear me. Terah, Abraham's father, was a man of color. Amen. He was an Ethiopian. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody give me a witness here. We need to understand something, that God was going to change not only Israel's DNA, but he was going to change the whole Middle Eastern area DNA. Amen. Why? Because of Israel disobedience. Israel was a nation of color. So God was going to change them into a nation of no color. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said they would be white as snow. Amen. Look over there in the Middle East today. They are white as snow. Let me repeat this again. I say, they are white as snow. I'm talking about the descendants of Shem, where we get the Semitic language from. I'm talking about the ancestors of Shem, the ancestors of Ham, the ancestors of Cush. All of their ancestors over in the Middle East is white as snow.